This is Barrett from ScreenGeeks.com. Mr. Phillips, Mr. Picardo, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I'll start with a joint question. Everybody here is so starstruck by the two of you. Do you guys ever get starstruck? Do you ever see anybody at the airport or in Hollywood and go, oh my God, there's Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel. I don't think Vin Diesel, not that I have anything against him, but I don't think I get excited by him.
Was I starstruck by somebody? Oh, I'm starstruck by... the Rice Cub, I can't remember her first name, on 24, who plays Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
I met her. God, I was starstruck. I think she's the best. I really like her.
I'm just a huge Ethan Phillips fan. And no matter how much time I spend around him, it's always a joy.
Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Mary Lynn. Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Rice Cub, yeah.
Rice Cub? I met her. I did a convention with her. She's a lovely person.
Oh, please.
Mr. Picardo, what was your favorite role working for Joe Dante?
I think it has to be the cowboy.
Yeah,
because I got to kind of make up about 80% of the role. There was very little scripted. And I also got to appear in a snakeskin bikini brief underwear, which matched the tips of my cowboy boots. And that was, Ethan dresses like that all the time in his private life. It was new to me and kind of an exciting moment.
Mr. Phillips, what was the most rewarding thing about being on Benson for 7 years?
I'd have to see the paycheck. Is that okay?
Tell them what your residuals were for the entire season when they showed it on the internet.
Oh, yeah, they showed the entire 5 seasons on the internet. I guess it was the internet. Mm-hmm. And I just got a check for it.
Excellent.
48 cents for all 100 episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
40. How does that break down per episode, do you think?
2 cents a show.
No, it's more than that, isn't it?
Some of the shows were 0.8 cents, some were 0.4. I don't want to highlight it differently. This show will give them 0.8 cents, and this show will give them 0.2 cents. I don't know.
So you think, but the actors that are getting a pretty good deal with replays on the internet is what you're saying?
Yeah, actors really working hard for us, I think, in that area.
So I think that, you know,
thank actor for enabling me to get that 48 mm-hmm. cents.
But that means that for every one of those episodes, there was a 0.00002 cent contribution to your pension and welfare.
I think so, yeah. I actually, I called after and I said, you mean if I had done one episode, I would have gotten 0.2 cents? The computer would have spit out 0.2 cents. I had a friend who actually got a check for 0 cents. I told you.
And they spent 41 cents
mailing. The gross was a penny and the check was made out to the sum of nothing. And I said, dude, you got to just deposit this and say to the teller, what's my account now? And after I put this in.
That's terrible. Yeah. Mr. Picardo, what is more difficult, performing in a hula contest or conveying lust for a female gremlin?
Have I performed in a hula contest?
I have it on that you performed at a hula dance competition.
I did. I must have been a very
sorry
young
to bring
man.
That up.
I think so. I performed at a limbo.
It was limbo,
contest.
Okay.
Yes, and I was a young man and I won. But I think I used to be limber. I think it was before I was like 12. Yeah. But being kissed by a female gremlin was not so bad because if you watch the movie again, she never actually kisses me on camera. She tries to. But you see me with my pant leg torn off and you see lip marks up and down my thigh and my leg. And there was a very pretty 22-year-old second assistant prop woman whose job was to put lipstick on and kiss me up and down my leg. And this was the last job she had right before she got married. So I understand she's happily married and has children now. And I just wanted to know if she's watching now that I've never forgotten you.
He's never washed his leg either.
Thank you for that.
Mr. Phillips.
Indeed.
When you were in Critters question.
Critters.
I wanted to ask, was there a sense of fun to that? Or was everybody grumbling how the film was obviously meant to be a Gremlins knockoff in a sense?
You know, it was 24 years ago, and I can't recall what the mood was on the set. Now, having said that, I wasn't even aware it was a Gremlins knockoff. Was it kind of, I guess it was a Gremlins knockoff?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know. Sure's how much I know. But I don't think there was a lot of, I can't remember a thing about that. Well, I do not, I was god-awful in it, that's all I know.
I remember that I'm one of very few actors who was in one of the Gremlins movies, but was also in a Gremlins knockoff called Munchies. I didn't know you were in Critters.
I was in Critters.
So Critters and Critters, Munchies.
Munchies, Gremlins.
Gremlins. And it's been a great career.
Terrific, and I feel really, yeah.
Really blessed?
Blessed. to have been able to do.
To have been in Critters. I have to rent Critters. Can you rent it or they just give it to you?
They just give it to you. Actually, they pay you to watch it.
They pay you to watch it?
Yeah.
That's great. I'll get one.
Mr. Picardo, what artists inspired you to pursue music?
Johnny Mathis.
I'm a big musical theater fan, and I think that I got interested in singing on stage when I was in the high school production of Guys and Dolls. So I love, Broadway musicals. I did some more serious singing in college. I was in the Bernstein Mass. But I'm not really trained as a singer. I took some classes in college, but mostly it's just been the sheer love of doing it. So I'm one of those, shower singers gone mad.
You're a hobbyist who's very good at it.
Thank you. It's very kind of you to say so.
Mr. Phillips,
yes,
it's Christmas time at the Phillips house. Do you guys throw in It's a Wonderful Life or Bad Santa?
We throw in Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim.
Excellent choice.
Which I've seen probably 150 times. I'm kind of an Alistair Sim freak. I'm one of the few. I have an autographed signed picture of Alistair Sim, which
wow.
is very rare.
Yeah.
I got in England. I have his biography, which is a very hard book to get a hold of. I have a book called that his wife wrote called Naomi Sim was his wife called Skylarks and Bluebells, which is a kind of a biography of Sim too. He was a very interesting man, he did the definitive Scrooge in my opinion. So we watched that every Christmas.
Excellent.
You know, I just when I think there's nothing interesting about you, you surprise me.
Mr. Picardo, how is it working with Ridley Scott?
He's, what can I say? He's a visionary. I love, I think Legend is a very unappreciated movie, although it has had a cult following for years. I think his movies are always very cool looking, often very beautiful. He really packs a frame beautifully, and no one lights the way he does. So I'm proud to have been in that movie that low those many years ago. It would be nice to be in a movie of his where I wasn't covered in 36 pounds of latex, but at least I'll settle for the experience I had.
And last question for you, Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sure.
You've participated in the Star Trek and the Star Wars universe. Can someone have too much geek cred?
I don't think I have a whole lot of geek cred. I mean, I was in Star Trek, but I've done a whole bunch of stuff that is not. I just finished a Broadway play with David Mamet's new show.
Oh, wonderful.
That was with Nathan Lane. That was nothing to do with science fiction. I guess who gives a shit? It's all, am I allowed to say that word? Who?
Well, we'll edit that out.
Write it out? Write it out?
We'll put the audio backwards.
We'll put the audio
backwards. Yeah.
Which would be... Who gives a made myself
careful.
Sick. Really, if I could have a heart attack doing that, that would be whose fault? It would be your fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally, Mr. Picardo, was it strange to see a likeness of yourself with your voice being manhandled by Governor Schwarzenegger?
I assume you're speaking of Johnny Cab. Total Recall. I don't remember him manhandling me. No, it was fun. I often have the picture of Arnold and I, Arnold and Johnny Cab in the frame and say, this is when they needed a life-size robotic dummy, who did they go to? And then, of course, I mentioned that I'm speaking of the foreground life-size robotic dummy. It never gets a laugh. Maybe it's just too many words. It's not funny. You'll cut that part out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Completely. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
Thank you.